Hi there. The word for you today is on prayer. Jesus said in Matthew 6, verse 6 in the Sermon on the Mount, "When you pray, go into your room and close the door." Have you ever tried to have a conversation with a toddler? When you're in the middle of a sentence, they figure it's a good time to play with their toys or chase the dog around the house. Well, sometimes that's how we treat God. We give him a few hurried minutes and scattered thoughts, but we don't set aside a real time or place in which we give him our full attention. We forget that the place of prayer is also the place of answered prayer. Our problem is what you could call the war of wandering thoughts. Things we've forgotten suddenly parade across our consciousness demanding attention. And as James says, James 1 verse 8, if we're double-minded, then we won't get answers to our prayers. So, what can you do? Well, let me give you three ideas. Number one, pray out loud. That makes it difficult for your mind to wander. Now, you may feel awkward at first, but you'll soon get comfortable with it. Number two, jot down your distracting thoughts. When the ticker tape starts running, write each thing down and then forget it until later. And if you still can't help thinking about it, take it to God in prayer. And number three, keep a journal. Sometimes we really don't know what we actually want or how we feel about something until we put it down in writing. And there it is, like a mirror, your deepest longings and yearnings and concerns in front of you, and not just you, but God. Tell him your longings and let him purify them. Tell him your temptations and let him strengthen you. Tell him your resentments and let him forgive you and empower you to forgive others. You know what? There's no greater privilege than the privilege of prayer. So don't neglect it.